Cry ye out and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. So, Isaiah said, there is a sickness. And he describes that sickness as a deep sleep. And so we're caught between Christmas and the New Year. And here we are like a dog lying by the fireplace sleeping. And you look at him there and he twitches his ear. He might blink his eye. He's dreaming about rabbits. But now, we, in contrast, we're dreaming about some phantom out there somewhere that might well be. And we are thinking, well, now, we're not what we ought to be. We're not what we like to be. And we're asleep. And life becomes one long sleep with some of us. And you know, children sometimes are born today so sedated and so drugged, they cannot help with their own struggle of being birthed. And we go out of this life the same way. And I think that's a shame. I read in 1970-something it was that 20% of the women in North Carolina had prescription drugs, to either help them sleep, help them relax, help them change their mood. And to me, that's a frightening statistic. We dream, we sleep with our eyes open. Even our snores, we talk in our sleep. And if anything happens to disturb us, we cut the alarm off, we turn over and roll over. Go back to sleep. There can be earthquakes. There can be wars. There can be crimes. There can be murders. All sorts of things can happen on our streets. And we just sleep on. We are caught between Christmas and New Year's dreaming. No wonder Jesus said to his disciples over here, in the book of Mark, chapter 14, in which they were in Gethsemane, and he said to them, just go on and sleep on now. Take your rest, he says. The watchful hour is difficult. It costs something to stay awake. Are you still sleeping? Are you still taking your rest? Are you having bad dreams? Caught between Christmas and the New Year, what can we do? What can we do? What would you propose that we do? On the bulletin board in the Watt Street Baptist Church down in Durham, North Carolina, some time ago, there was a little poster with the children from the kindergarten signed up their names as to what they wanted most for Christmas. 4-year-old children. One of them wanted an alarm clock. You imagine that? I thought about that. I say, well, now that little child, he doesn't want to miss a thing, does he, in this world? He wants to be in on all of this, everything that's going on. What can I do? What can I do? Well, first thing you can do is to give attention to the scripture. Regular reading. God's word can shake us. God's word can awaken us. God's word can heal our wounds. God's word can come and tell us that he loves us, What else can I do to keep slipping from slipping back into sleep and drowsiness? The second thing we can do, we can struggle to keep each other awake. Now, this is important. We're in the household of faith, and it's our business to help the other person, to care for the other person. Watch ye therefore, for ye do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. If it comes suddenly, you that are asleep, then what I say unto you, I say unto you, watch. So we can look at the scriptures. The second thing we can do, we can assist and show our care and love for others. And sometimes, you know, to remind us of this, somebody may have to strike us to help us to be conscious that the other fellow is suffering. Somebody else, we may not be, but somebody else may be suffering. And as that saying goes, if all the sleeping folks would wake up, the lukewarm folks would warm up, the dishonest folks would confess up, the disgruntled folks would sweeten up, the discouraged folks would cheer up, the estranged folks would make up, the dry bones would shake up, the true soldiers would stand up, then we would have revival in our midst, and we would be ready to go from Christmas to the new year. Here we are caught. We can be faithful to the scripture. Secondly, we can be and rely upon the presence of others about us. The third thing that we can do is, as what happened in Gethsemane, the Spirit comes and struggles within us, and let the Spirit touch us again. That Gethsemane experience was a real one, and we need not invest our lives in dreams and sleeping, but that Christ at the center of our lives, with the Holy Scripture to dwell upon, with the household of faith we're involved, with the Spirit controlling us. Now, the three things that I have mentioned are not like tranquilizers. They are not things that you take. They are things that take us. For you see, the scripture comes within. The involvement in the household of faith is something that moves within a person. It is not that we control the Spirit, but the Spirit controls our lives. It is not something that we swallow like a tranquilizer. It is something that penetrates our lives. If some of us are caught between Christmas and the new year, we haven't quite been born, we're not dead, yet we're not awake. May we receive something and unwrap some of these things that will come to enrich our lives. Elijah said, "How long will you halt between two opinions?" You are caught between Christmas and the new year. In San Antonio, Texas, there is what is called the Alamo. It's in the center of the town. People come in droves to visit the Alamo. Years ago, the Mexicans came in to put down a Texas rebellion. And Santa Anna came in with his 5,000 men and surrounded the Alamo. 200 men inside said, under the leadership of Travis, we will not surrender, or will we retreat? We are fighting for the freedom of Texas and our land. They lay siege, and a man by the name of Bonham left the Alamo and rode 100 miles trying to get some reserves to come in and help them. Within 10 days, all their ammunition was gone. And then those Mexicans came over the wall, over the stockade, and it was hand-to-hand combat and great and brave men gave their lives. And Bonham, who had gone for help, rode back, fought his way through the army outside the stockade, came back in the Alamo and defended it to his last. Only 2 women and 2 children survived. Here we are, like Bonham, like those Texans, caught between Christmas and the New Year. What will be our attitude? What will be our choice? What will be our decision? Elijah said, if God be God, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. So the choice is ours today. We're going to sing 198. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. With Christ at the center of your life, where the Scripture and the fellowship of the saints and the Holy Spirit, you can well be victorious as the new year approaches. If there is someone who has a decision to make for Christ today, I invite you to come. If you would like to give your life to him, you would like to follow him, then just come. Tell God what's in your heart. If you would like to unite with our church by letter or by statement, we invite you as we rise and sing. Would you come? We are indeed happy that we have many who are visiting with us. It's always a joy to have guests. And we are just delighted to have our own missionary son and his wife, Mark Stephen, and his wife, who have come down from Charlottesville, where they are living at this time. And we're just happy that they could be with us in this service, not only on Christmas Eve, but this morning. Mark Stephen, it's real nice to have you, and may God bless you. And we need to pray for them as they spend their time there and get ready for what God may have for them out in the future. And just lift them up to the Lord. I know we want to do this. Let us bow for the benediction. Our Father, we thank Thee today for Thy presence and for Thy power. We thank Thee, Lord, that even though we are somewhat caught in between, we are not trapped. We still have hope and we have a way out. And we pray that we shall rely upon the Scripture, the fellowship of Thy people, and the Holy Spirit to guide us, that we might successfully go into the new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.